SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Mpande Mwape. Mpande was born in the African country of Zambia. Mpande talks about the importance of family and tribe in Zambia. She describes an exciting childhood, visiting zoos and going on safaris with her family. Here's Mpande's story.
My full name is Mpande Mary Mwape. I was born in Zambia on October 11th, 1989. So I grew up in Lusaka, which is the capital city of Zambia, and Zambia itself is in the southern portion of Africa. It's a little landlocked country, a little further north from South Africa, which is better known. While I was in Zambia, it was me and my two brothers. We grew up there, the three of us, with my mother and my dad. It was just a little single family home, kind of like a condo. We were very playful. Family is big in Zambia, so we spend a lot of time together. We have very strong cultures. For me, being that I was born there, I still have my culture, and I'm still part of those tribes. I'm from a tribe called the Bemba tribe, is my actual tribe. When I was younger, I was very playful. There's a lot of play in Zambia. It's always warm, so we're always active. There's safaris and zoos, and my dad used to like to take us there for us to participate and see those things. The closest thing I got to seeing a wild animal actually is a monkey. In Livingston, which is our tourism capital, I had gone there to see the Victoria Falls with my family. There's a lot of monkeys over there, and there's kind of like a border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. And so you end up approaching the border at times, and the monkeys are not contained at all. So, you know, you're told that you shouldn't leave food laying out or anything like that. And my uncle had some donuts that he put beside him. And my mother also had my brother's bottle, so one of the monkeys decided to come and take the donut. And then when she was done with the donut, she came and grabbed my little brother's bottle and gave it to her little munchkin. So that was pretty interesting. I started working when I was 17. I work at Manor Care Bethel Park, and I started working in the kitchen, like fresh out of high school. And so I've kind of just like been progressing over there, and I went to nursing school. So I graduated from nursing school, and I just have to do a few things to get my license, and hopefully soon I'll be working in a hospital, and that will be my second job. I didn't go to a four-year school. I went to CCAC, and I was kind of going to school and working. I went to school, did what I had to do there, and I went home, studied, and I went to work. So I didn't do too much with school outside of academics, which was fun for me. I came with my mom. She found some employment opportunities here, and so she decided to relocate in a major way. So I came here when I was about 9 years old. I came from heat to freezing, so I was kind of miserable. The snow is nice to see, but just not nice to be in all the time. I arrived in New York, which is very busy. Lots of buildings. It was a little bit overwhelming, but I was semi-excited. It was very different, and because I left my friends and some of my family, I was not such a happy camper, but all the new things that I was seeing and absorbing was pretty exciting for me. I like it here. It's my second home.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Maxwell, Gunner, and Will from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.